Program, and we're doing something a little more exciting than usual, looking at the issue of African film this afternoon. And are you aware that we're on the cusp of the Africa Rising International Film Festival? It's a very exciting film festival that brings together local talent, local markets, local platforms for films that have been made right here on the continent. And many of these, the three elements that I've just spoken to you about, were simply not available in previous years. And this is how the idea for the film festival came about. And it's going to take place next month from the 27th, this month in fact, from the 27th to the 30th of November in the Newtown precinct. And it began last year as an event that really runs up to the Global Festival Week in South Africa and the Mandela 100 Festival that ran from the 26th to the 29th of November last year. So let's get a bit more detail on this. Lebone Maima is the curator of the African Rising International Film Festival's Pan-African Legends series. And Ayanda Sitebe is the festival director for the Africa Rising International Film Festival. Welcome to you both. And I'm going to start with Ayanda, who actually joins us on the line while Lebone is in studio for us this evening. Ayanda, just give us a sense of the challenges you were facing that gave birth to this film festival.
Hi, Joanne. Hope you are, everyone. Hi to the listeners. I think the big thing for us was really creating a platform that's accessible to African content creators, you know. Yeah. I think I've been to so many film festivals, but every time I was there, it was a very intimidating environment. If you're an emerging filmmaker, you get to those spaces and you don't know what to do with yourself. And me, Kweku Mandela, Lala, Lebone, and the team,
yes,
we wanted to create a film festival that's accessible to everyone, whether you are an emerging filmmaker or whether you're an established filmmaker, create a festival that's really, really accessible.
Right.
That was literally the challenge that we're trying to close, you know. At the same time, how do we make sure that we create a festival that speaks to African narrative as well, you know, telling our stories our own way, telling us stories that reflect us, you know. So that's sort of the gap that we're trying to close as a film festival.
Right. I mean, we all know about Nollywood and the prolific nature of that industry. But tell me about the rest of film that's coming out of other parts of the continent. How prolific are we as filmmakers?
I really think we need to really look at ourselves, around ourselves. I think there's a lot that we can sort of do there. But I think the big thing is how do we really focus on our own narrative as storytellers? You know, how do we start exporting our stories? I think it's a big thing. I think what makes Nollywood today is really the filmmakers in Nigeria taking care of their own stories and telling their own stories their own way. You know, so sometimes as filmmakers, we find ourselves adapting to other methods that sort of starts throwing us away from what we really want to communicate or who we are. So I think the more we really focus on our own narrative, I think the better we can shape our industry at large.
Right. Let me bring into the conversation the festival director. Ayanda is in fact the festival director, the curator of the Africa Rising Festival Pan-African Legends series is sitting right in front of me, Lebone Maima. And Lebone, I mean, this is a very unique aspect of the film festival. Tell us what your component is about.
I think it's very strange that sitting in an African continent that we still want to program specifically African-only sections of a festival, as if we're a side dish in an international festival.
True.
The Africa Rising International Film Festival is an African film festival. Mm-hmm. I think that's the starting point. It's
right.
A film festival intended to celebrate African excellence in a global context. So in this second year of the festival is launching what we are calling the Pan-African Cinema Legend Series. I'll throw a question to you, Joanne, and say, if you've heard of a man called Ramadan Suleiman before.
No.
If you've heard of a man called Med Hondo before, of Haile Gerima, of women like Sara Maldoro. The challenge that African filmmakers have faced since the 60s, when African cinema really became an industry, is that we do not celebrate ourselves enough. Mm. We do not establish our own legends. We don't teach our own films, our own cinema in schools.
True.
So this year we are launching the Pan-African Cinema Legend Series, and we are celebrating a South African doyen, a mentor to many of us. Literally 20 years ago when I started in this industry as a distributor, I distributed a film called Fools. It was the first film I distributed. Mm. It was regarded as the first South African film to be made by a black person post-apartheid for theatric release. And since then, 20 years later, we are celebrating this man who's produced a series of other films. So we will be screening Fools. We will be screening another award-winning film of his called Zulu Love Letter, as well as a documentary that Ramadan Suluman also produced called By All Means Necessary. I think that the importance, though, is really in saying that we need to teach our own kids in film schools, whether you go to AFDA, whether you go to VETS right now. Theory of African cinema is not taught, but when you are taught in France, you're going to be taught like even the classics, right? Yeah. Or in the US, you know, people know who Spike Lee is, but if South African filmmakers are going to be producing content as new filmmakers, but they don't have a, you know, look where to look back to, where to get experience from. It created a huge gap. So we are launching the Pan-African Cinema Legend Series. This year we are celebrating Ramadan Suleiman, and we're hoping to, you know, as we continue, celebrate more and more doyens. But just quickly about Fools, for an example, right? Fools is a film that was produced in 1996, but the reality is that it was based on a book that was written by Njabulo Ndebele in the 80s, a book that told a story about the 60s. A story about women abuse, about children abuse, actually about gender abuse in schools, right? A problem that when Njabulo wrote about it, it was relevant in the 60s. It was relevant in the 80s. Ramadan made a film about it in the 90s. Today, what is the biggest challenge that this country faces? It is the way that as men we treat our women, our children. And as part of this, we will be having a panel discussion that will be facilitated by some of the leads in that film, including Patrick Shahi, as well as some of the writers of the series. But the intention of the festival really is to celebrate Pan-African cinema and to be educational about it, not just only entertainment.
Yes. And I want to pick up on that because you've got masterclasses, you've got panel discussions, live film masterclasses, several elements to this that serve quite an educational purpose. So it's not you're not just absorbing that osmotically, so to speak. You're getting a theoretical lesson in African cinema.
And I mentioned the word access, right? Filmmaking is a very expensive business.
Yes,
going to
yes.
film school is a very expensive process. And this film festival takes place in the heart of the Joburg CBD, in the Newtown precinct.
Yeah.
Ayanda has excellently been able to work with the schools in the city center to be able to bring in people that will, some of them will be going into the cinema for the first time.
Sure.
The master classes are really geared at giving insights by industry professionals who will, over the 4 days of the festival, host a series of topical masterclasses. A topic that I think for me is particularly interested, and it's not a masterclass, right, but it's a screening as part of this series that we've curated. There's a film that we are screening called Cold Case Hammarskjöld.
Yeah.
Cold Case Hammarskjöld is a film that won the Director's Award at Sundance 2019, and it is a film that looks back and comes and investigates the story of how a clandestine apartheid, group of paramilitaries supposedly, you know, manufactured AIDS, and there were surgeries all over the townships in Soweto and Alexandra where people were posing as doctors and spreading the HIV virus. But the question is, in a country where you've got so many millions of people living with the disease, we can't afford another misinformation campaign, but we cannot leave such interesting information. That's what film is supposed to do, right?
Yes.
It's supposed to generate dialogue. And I think that Ayanda, as the festival director, has been really excellent in allowing us to curate this kind of programming.
Well, I'm so glad to have been able to speak to the both of you today. Ayanda Sidebe, who's spoken to us a bit, has also been listening in on the line. He's the festival director for the Africa Rising International Film Festival. The gentleman whose voice you heard after that is Lebone Maiba. He's been in the industry for close to 20 years now, so a very familiar voice from that point of view. And he, of course, has put together more specifically the Pan-African section of this. And let me just get my dates right here. Just give us the dates for the last time, please, Lebone.
Running from the 27th to the 30th at the Newtown Precinct, specifically at the Stekinico and at the Market Theatre in the Newtown Precinct.
All right. Well, we look forward to attending that. Thank you so much for coming in to speak to us.
Thank you very much.